Now to preview the Munster Championship final, junior clash of Cork and Kerry this Wednesday night at Porky Rinn. I'm joined by their manager, the Cork manager, Paul McCarthy. And Paul, we'll start with your team selection because it's just been announced and you've made two changes. But first of all, I suppose your change to the forwards. In fairness, Seamus Hickey played a good chunk of the match against Limerick the last day.
That's right, and he's all good form. He got 4 points and has been going well in training. So, to be fair, and like any player, pushing out for a place on the team, and he did well for us when he came on, so we deemed that he deserved to get the start on Wednesday night.
And your other change then comes to the back line with Darren Murphy coming into the full back line.
Yeah, again, a similar reason really to a certain degree, even though Colm Hyde has picked up a bit of a hamstring injury. But again, Darren Murphy has shown excellent form for us in since the Limerick game and Challenge games and in training and that. And we again put up his hand. Challenge for us, Chase, and with the doubt about Colm's injury, we felt it was the right choice to make.
Great stuff. And do you feel like your team is that little bit more settled now? Because making minor changes like that should lend well to a more consistent performance the next day?
Well, hopefully that's what we're striving for anyway, you know. I feel once you have a first round game played, it settles your team anyway. So hopefully from that we would improve.
When we spoke after the match that day, after the victory over Limerick, you joked, when I asked you where you'd look for improvement, you joked, you know, would we start with one and go through 15? But, you know, on reflection, what did you learn from that day?
Well, I suppose really and truly, you know, what we learned really was we just have to be that more composed in front of goal, more than anything, really. Particularly early in that game against Limerick, we squandered a lot of chances that really we should have put over the bar, you know, and maybe put a bit of distance between ourselves and Limerick early in the game. And as a result of not doing that, it kept Limerick in the game. And Limerick played quite well for all of the game, in fact, and it took us 50, 55 minutes before we eventually got on top of them completely, you know, and wore them down. So hopefully, we learned from that. We stopped it and be more composed and more clinical at the same time with our scoring opportunities early in the game.
And working on those things, what sort of matches have you played now in preparation for Kerry?
Yeah, we played a couple of in-house matches ourselves, you know, amongst ourselves, and we played a challenge game as well and a couple of training sessions. So hopefully all those things will come to fruition on Wednesday night now.
How much do you know about this Kerry side?
Well, we played them last year in the Munster final. It's personnel-wise, it's quite similar. I think there's only not many changes from last year's team anyway. They were beaten in the All-Ireland final, so they're all eligible. And they beat us quite convincingly in Tralee last year. They beat us by 14 points, I think. We won Tralee last year. Good players around the field, to be fair. We'd know a lot of them through playing with UCC and CAT and that. And, you know, we'd know them over the 2 years and they were playing with various Kerry teams in here. You know, so they have a strong team.
And as you welcome Kerry to Porky Rinn now on Wednesday night, you'll be looking for a good Cork crowd to come out and support these junior footballers.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, it goes without saying. We would like to see a big crowd there. You know, we might be seen as the most glamorous group in the county, with county teams, but our record speaks for itself. We've won All-Ireland and Munster titles over the years, so we would like for the players themselves to get big support on the night.
How are confidence levels now as he welcome Kerry down? Are the lads looking forward to this?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We just finished training here on McCroom and, you know, lads are buzzing, really. You know, really looking forward to the game and can't wait for Wednesday night. As a group, collectively, we're all looking forward to it Wednesday night and going in with a great chance of winning that game.